Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and attached to Ship Holes and Whales. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, the challenge of being in the news business in Afghanistan. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Fears of a new civil war in Lebanon as street violence there escalates into its third day. Kate Seeley has the story from Beirut.
Violent clashes are continuing between anti-government fighters loyal to Hezbollah and supporters of Lebanon's pro-Western government. Hezbollah and its allies have the upper hand, however. Their fighters have deployed throughout West Beirut in neighborhoods largely loyal to the government. Hezbollah claims its attacks are justified. Yesterday, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah accused officials of declaring war on his group. That after a government decision on Tuesday to declare the militia's communication network illegal. The Arab world and international community have appealed for calm as Lebanon teeters on the brink of a new civil war.
Kate Seeley reporting from Beirut. A disease that's killing Chinese children keeps getting worse. At least 25,000 nationwide have hand, foot, and mouth disease. There are fears of a wider epidemic. Now the U.S. is offering to help. At first, it looked like Iraqi forces made a big catch overnight, the capture of al-Qaeda's leader in Iraq. But now news it may not be him. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad with more.
At midnight on Thursday, Iraqi officials announced on state TV the capture of Abu Ayyub al-Masri, the Egyptian-born leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. But U.S. military authorities say the man who was captured last night is not, in fact, al-Masri. They say the suspect is another al-Qaeda in Iraq militant who uses the same code name. Iraqi security forces have broadcast false alarms in the past, claiming to have killed al-Masri. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has been on the defensive for the past year, fighting a war on several fronts against U.S. and Iraqi security forces, as well as against Sunni Arab tribal militias.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Baghdad. Facebook is beefing up security. They put in new safeguards after working with state attorneys general from around the nation. Facebook will ban convicted sex offenders from the 70 million members social networking site. It will also limit older users' ability to contact underaged members. Facebook says some of the changes are already in place. The rest are in the works. The attorneys general made a similar deal with MySpace earlier this year. Don't forget Mother's Day is Sunday. A new survey estimates the value of mom's work at $117,000 a year. Salary.com got the numbers by looking at pay levels for 10 jobs that overlap with what mothers do. They include everything from CEO to housekeeper to psychologist to teacher. The number, of course, includes lots of overtime. Prepare yourself, Allison Stewart, and have a happy Mother's Day. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.